speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, April the 8th, year of our Lord, 2019. Today we have Libya erupting again. More evidence of our wise foreign policy under the military-industrial complex under Hillary Clinton and others. It's interesting to note that as we go back and we look at what we know, as Wesley Clark said, we've got a list of countries we're going to go through and overthrow. Never changed, did it? Never changed from Bush. You know, it was put together before Bush. The document was exposed that predated Wesley Clark having somebody whisper in his ear at the Pentagon. Yeah, you know, we got this list of countries we're going to go through. Well, it predated all of that. And it was the people who wrote it that wound up in charge of the Bush administration. And yet, nothing changed. We went from Bush to Obama. We should have had a polar opposite change, right? Weren't they exactly the opposite of each other? And weren't we going to have President Trump who's going to stop all these foreign wars? Doesn't seem like whether we go left, right, or in a different direction, presumably, nothing ever changes. And so now Libyan forces are conducting airstrikes on Tripoli. We have the American forces are now, some of them, are getting out of Libya. Of course, they turned it into an arms bazaar for ISIS. We have trading of slaves on slave blocks going back to the way things were centuries ago. That's where we would get our slaves, right? They want to blame all of it on America. That's where the British would get the slaves. They would get it from the Muslims capturing their fellow Africans, enslaving them, selling them. And they were the manufacturers of slavery. The British were the wholesalers. We were the retail buyers. And it's not anything that was invented at that point in time either. It's always been around, and it is still around, and is still focused on Islam. But as we look forward with this, we're going to take a look at what's happening at our borders. We've now had President Trump yesterday firing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. Who would have thought that that would go wrong? But she was only the protege of John Kelly, who had done nothing as Department of Homeland Security to protect our borders. And she had a history going in. Does President Trump ever vet these people that he puts in charge? Apparently not. You look at all these individuals from Rex Tillerson to Gary Cohen to all these other, they're polar opposite of what President Trump says he wants to do. But it is important that we're going to now turn the corner, right? We're now going to have somebody who really understands the problem. Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Let's hope that President Trump finally gets somebody on board with what he said he wants to do, if in fact he does want to do that. I'm not really so sure anymore, frankly. It's been so weak and ineffective. I'm not a big fan of Harry Truman, but one thing that he got right was a sign on his desk that said, "The buck stops here." These people in Homeland Security, President Trump, don't have any power that you don't have. You can't do anything by creating an immigration czar. They're not going to have any power that you don't have. And if you don't fix the systemic problem of every little federal judge throughout the country being able to blackball your policy, if you accept that and move forward with that, then nothing is going to change. And if you sign away the powers that you already had to keep the government open with Nancy Pelosi, then it's only going to get worse. And he did that. He signed away a lot of his powers. We're going to have joining us later in the broadcast, we're going to have Craig Sawyer. He's got some pictures that he took on his own property. Night cameras triggering it automatically. All of these mules, cartel mules, looks like, coming across on his property. Big backpacks of stuff that they're carrying across. They must just be political refugees. We should provide them with social services, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, April the 4th. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the borders. We're going to take a look at the new betrayals in the UK, not only of Brexit, but the betrayal of free speech. Oh, it's to protect, it's based on some young girl who was harassed and hurt on social media. How many times have we heard that excuse? And you're not going to be able to show anything that is going to be offensive to these children. Except that this is the same government that is pushing the kinder gender curriculum, pushing transgender gaslighting to kids all the way down into kindergarten, saying that parents are not the best interest of children. But they're going to protect these children. They're going to be the nanny of everybody. And it's coming just in time for the elections. How transparent. But let's take a look first. Before we get into free speech, and there was a great editorial written by one of Alex Jones's lawyers who was defending him in Connecticut. I want to talk a little bit about that. That was up on the Drudge Report all week, and it should be. He really laid it out. The people who want to take free speech are far scarier than anything that is being said by anyone, frankly. And, of course, we've talked many times about how people that you would think would be really, they'd be really afraid of, that really are racist. People like Louis Farrakhan, people like David Duke, they just sail past the censors, no problem whatsoever. No, it is political speech. It's people who are opposing their endless foreign wars that they want to shut down. But let's take a look at what's going on at the border. President Trump yesterday tweeted out in a series of tweets that Secretary of Homeland Security Nielsen will be leaving her position. I'd like to thank her, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then he finishes the fourth tweet. Mexico must apprehend all illegals and not let them make the long march up to the United States. Well, no, President Trump, it is not Mexico's problem. It's working out just fine for Mexico. It's working out fine for the Central American countries like Honduras and El Salvador and so forth. They're letting their, we're a pressure relief valve for them economically, and they're, you know, it's letting their cartel members come to the United States and basically move here to set up shop. So it's not really a problem for Mexico, for Honduras, for El Salvador. It's working out just fine with them. This is kind of like telling China and Russia and Iran and North Korea, you better protect the United States. I'm not going to protect you. I'm going to make China protect the United States. To say that you're going to make Mexico protect our borders, President Trump, is that absurd? It's that ridiculous. Quite frankly, I am sick and tired of the president passing the buck to his lower level staffers that he chose and put in office, and then passing it to foreign countries as if they are responsible for protecting our border. They're not. There are things that you must do, President Trump, as president. It's absolutely laughable to see this. When we look at the legacy of Nielsen, let's just call it the Nielsen ratings. How about that? They are crashing. They are crashing, just like the border. Soaring illegal immigration, expanded catch and release. And as Breitbart points out, Secretary Nielsen previously chaired a World Economic Forum committee that authored a report that praised mass migration into Europe. And for her confirmation process to Homeland Security, she worked with an assortment of allies that had worked vigorously in the 2016 presidential election to oppose Trump, including Frances Townsend and Tom Ridge. In other words, the Republican never Trump establishment. But it's even more obvious than that. She was the protege of John Kelly. Why did she ever become Homeland Security Secretary? We said this. I said this about Rex Tillerson, as it was being rumored when during the transition period. Rex Tillerson was going to be picked as Secretary of State. I said, well, if you pick Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State, say two things about that. Number one, you're going to have somebody who opposes you on the Paris Climate Accord, and he did. Eventually, President Trump did it anyway, even over the objections of his daughter, Ivanka, and Rex Tillerson. He eventually got out of the Paris Climate Accord. He eventually did the right thing. But it took another 6 months, and he eventually got rid of Rex Tillerson, which is the right thing. But it was the wrong thing to waste that much. We don't have that much time here, President Trump. You need to start getting personnel who are on board with your policy instead of letting them be picked by the GOP establishment, and they are the ones who are basically picking these people. Same thing is true of H.R. McMaster, the guy who engineered the removal of General Flynn immediately after the election, along with Mike Pence and the other GOP establishment. H.R. McMaster comes in and says, we're not even going to use the term radical jihadist or Islamic jihadist or radical Islam. Or those terms are out. You're not going to say those here anymore. Who did we vote for? How did we get these people? Gary Cohen, Goldman Sachs, and so forth. It was in what was going to happen with these people was already baked into this. You have to know what their background is. Who is vetting these people? Do your due diligence when you get a new Homeland Security Secretary. And take a look at your powers under the Constitution that you haven't already signed away to Nancy Pelosi to keep the government open. Now we have a situation. Talking about catch and release. Why is that exploding? Well, it's because one reason is because President Trump signed on to Nancy Pelosi's demands that we not hold any more people than we were pretty much already holding at the border. You can't build any more holding areas. You're going to let them out immediately. And you're going to give every local jurisdiction veto over the wall. You put that kind of stuff in there, President Trump, you are hamstringing yourself and presidents down the line. You signed away powers that you had that you could do as president. And there's not any power that a Homeland Security Secretary is going to have that you don't have, President Trump. There's no power that you're going to delegate to an immigration czar that you don't already have. And we understand that it's nice to have somebody to blame when things fail. Accept responsibility for the failure and take strong action. That's what's needed. Maybe this will be a change. The guy that's replacing her temporarily is the head of Border Patrol. So maybe he is not going to be for open borders as Kristen Nielsen was from the very beginning. It's pretty obvious if you took the time to look at her background. It's not difficult to do. Those of us in the press here who are analyzing this do it for you if you'd listen, if you'd read. And now we've got Kris Kobach, a former Kansas Secretary of State in an interview with Breitbart, says, it's not like we're powerless. It's not like we have to wait for Congress to do something, let alone, I would add, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador. Since when do we trust our security to foreign countries on anything? But our domestic security doesn't matter, apparently. It's absolutely amazing to me. We can't trust anybody in the world to defend themselves or to defend American interests. So we have to have an American empire that overthrows regimes in foreign countries, that stations troops around the world to protect our interests. But we can't do that here in America, right? Kris Kobach said, it's sort of frustrating. We see the Secretary of Homeland Security saying, well, we need Congress to help us before we solve this problem. No, we can actually solve the immediate crisis without Congress acting. And it's actually the president who can do that. He also says, maybe one thing you should do is end remittances to Mexico to stop illegal immigration. That would be one thing that you could do that would be helpful. I think I've got a better idea, actually. Even though these remittances, you know, money that is being sent back to Mexico to other foreign countries is soaring. A 21% increase in remittances compared to Obama's 2016 levels. A 21% increase. I'm not even as worried about the people who are working here as I am the people who are on welfare.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Remember when TV didn't watch you, you watched television? There's no reviews yet for it, but it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We bought the best-selling antenna. We sell it for, what is it, $5 less than Amazon does, InfoWars HD digital TV antenna. And, I mean, look, you're talking like 100-plus digital channels, and then they'll have 4 or 5 sub-channels of every old cool TV show, old movies. It's like way better than cable, and it's like Hawaii Five-0, Gilligan's Island, I Dream of Jeannie, Dallas, stuff from the 90s, new stuff, like when the Olympics was on. I didn't know there were 10 channels of Olympics on TV. I mean, it's like, my God, this is way better than cable, and people don't know that it's free after you buy the antenna. The point is that there's so many channels, and it's not watching you. It's not tracking right. You. So we do sell the antennas at the lowest price you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, last year, the U.S. government gave $1 billion to dead people. Oh, and it gets worse than that. Federal agencies admit to $1.2 trillion in improper payments since 2004. 20 large federal agencies, writes Zero Hedge, admit paying out an astonishing $1.2 trillion with a T in improper payments. That amounts to more than one quarter of President Trump's proposed $4.7 trillion budget for 2020. Last year, these improper payments totaled $140 billion. That's about $12 billion per month. But then that begs the question, what is an improper payment? Well, you know, what's officially what they will admit to being improper are, again, things like paying dead people. Typically, we don't pay dead people, so yeah, we can say that that is improper. College students overpaid, and Pell Grants and student loans. So it's, you know, it's not improper to pay them, they say, but I think it's improper to pay them. What, show me in the Constitution where it says you get paid to go to college. When they wrote the Constitution, I don't think there were any colleges other than a couple of seminaries, and they were private, and they didn't subsidize those. But anyway, going on to Social Security recipients, overpaid by $10 billion. Earned income tax credit overpayments of $18.4 billion. Medicare and Medicaid overpaid by $85 billion, and on and on. And you know, let me just throw in here as an aside. I keep seeing people putting out this lie that Milton Friedman supported universal basic income. Of course, he died, was it 2006 or something like that? He was in his 90s. Milton Friedman was kind of like the, he was the guru when I was growing up, both philosophically and economically. When he talked about liberty, there was nobody better than Milton Friedman. When he got on to economics, however, sometimes he would lose track of where he was headed. You know, when he was talking about general philosophy, liberty was his north star on his compass. But when he started talking about economics, he would get into a pragmatic position. Not really interested in liberty, but how can we make government a little bit more efficient than it currently is? How can we make it a little bit less statist and authoritarian? How can we disincentivize, for example, welfare? And he pushed the negative income tax. And if you want to know the truth about whether or not Milton Friedman proposed universal basic income, of course, that's a new term, wasn't around during his time. If you want to know whether or not what he was proposing with the negative income tax is the same as universal basic income, just look at the debate between him and William F. Buckley. At one point, William F. Buckley says, oh, you want to make sure that everybody has a guaranteed basic income. And no, not at all. No. I think that with this program, negative income tax, we can incentivize and help people to get off of welfare. And it was eventually enacted in 1975 by President Ford. It's called the Earned Income Tax Credit. And we overpaid that by $18.4 billion. And that was 1975. That they enacted that program. And I would say that Milton Friedman was wrong about that. Because we've now had, you know, what is it, 44 years? And it hasn't made the welfare system any smaller, has it? Yeah, he was kind of the Jordan Peterson of his day, but he could be wrong when he started talking about pragmatism and utilitarianism instead of liberty. And that's what happens to anyone. If you lose the compass in America, that's individual liberty, individual rights, when you stop talking about that and start talking about how we can have just a little bit less government or we can make it work just a little bit better, you go off the rails. And here's a good example. Mitt Romney, as if he was ever on the right path, came out and said, we have a responsibility to fulfill Obama's commitment to dreamers. Do we really? Do we, please explain to me, Mitt, why we even have Dreamers? We had several Dream Acts that were proposed by Congress. None of them passed. Why are we calling these people Dreamers if there's no Dream Act that ever passed? It was an executive order. But listen to how Mitt Romney spun this yesterday on the Sunday talk shows. He said, well, it's been put in place by President Obama. Oh, well, that's it. Okay. President Obama created the new, created DACA, right? Yeah, he's right about that. It was put in place by President Obama. And I believe we have a responsibility to fulfill what is a presidential pledge and commitment. Do we really? Mitt Romney says we have a responsibility to fulfill what Obama pledged and committed? Well, that's interesting. Isn't it interesting that Romney didn't call it an executive order? Because that's really what it is. If you called it an executive order, then it takes a little bit more certainty as to what it really is. And we understand, well, one president's executive order is the next president's toilet paper, right? You can undo an executive order. President Trump has already done that. And I'm glad that he did with many important issues. But there are some existential issues here that threaten America. And when it comes to Obamacare, when it comes to DACA and the border, President Trump has been a major disappointment and failure because he has failed to overthrow what Obama did. Now, he did it with the Paris Climate Accord. He did it with the Iran Treaty. Those were presidential pledges from Obama. Those were presidential commitments from Obama. They were just executive orders. Obama didn't go through the legal process. And quite frankly, we just had the Department of Justice say that President Trump did not go through, President Obama did not go through the legal process to create Obamacare. And yet President Trump is following Mitch McConnell and saying, well, yeah, okay, but we're not going to do anything about that. We're just going to leave it in place, even though there's no legal justification for it. That house of cards, those lies and prevarications from John Roberts and from the Democrats and the way they stole money for subsidies from other people, the way they claimed that the penalties were a tax, even though they're forcing us to buy a private product. Now those penalties have been removed. The basis for calling this a tax has been removed. The Department of Justice said we're not going to appeal it, but President Trump says we're going to keep it. Why is that? And why are we keeping the DACA people? Again, Romney, who was pushing Obamacare, he was the backup in case Obama didn't get elected. He had already enacted Obamacare in Massachusetts, along with Ted Kennedy. Yes, our quote-unquote Republican Senator Mitt Romney. He said, so all that's in the past. In other words, President Trump, President Obama, sorry, I'm having trouble keeping the two of them separate. Imagine that. President Obama created a presidential pledge and commitment to DACA. And so that's in the past. It's like a Supreme Court decision. It's now the law of the land. And of course, Supreme Courts reverse themselves all the time. And executive orders can be reversed. But he says, so that's in the past. Mitt Romney says, I would provide legal status for those dreamers in the country. I think we should get that job done. And I hope we will get that job done. Maybe so does President Trump. He's proposed extensions of DACA, and he is extending it.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as we got Mitt Romney saying, we've got to make DACA program. He calls it Dreamers, but it's the deferred action. It's when President Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, said, I'm not going to enforce the law. Yeah, I swore an oath to the Constitution. I swore an oath to our laws, but I'm not going to enforce that. So if you come here after you're born, but before a certain age, first of all, we came up with a fiction of anchor babies. We let that stand for a very long time. Then Obama and Janet Napolitano, with an executive order, said, we're going to let people who were not born here come here, and as long as they're here before a certain age, we're going to count them as citizens. We're not going to throw them out. And now it's unaccompanied children are now as part of the new paperwork that's been signed with Nancy Pelosi so we could keep the government open. We've now extended that even further. And Mitt Romney is saying, well, I think we need to get that job done. I hope we'll get that job done. It's a presidential pledge from Obama. It's a commitment from Obama. It's an executive order from his Homeland Security Secretary. And President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary, Kelly, or his protege, Nielsen, either one of them could have, with an executive order, overturned that. But President Trump didn't want that to happen. President Trump has been using DACA as a bargaining chip. And he's bargaining away our birthright here as Americans, folks. He has supported the idea of protections for DACA recipients. He's proposed a 3-year extension of the program and so forth. He continues to use it as a bargaining chip. And when we look at the census, that is showing us where we're headed with all of this. And as I've said many times, if President Trump allows these federal judges to tell him that the census, which is defined in the Constitution every 10 years so that we can allocate representation in Congress and allocate representation in the Electoral College. That's the purpose of the census, to find out how many citizens we have. And let me ask you, as we have these judges out there, this defies logic, not just the law, but it defies logic that you would have a federal judge say, well, if you ask a citizenship question on the census that is there to allocate representation, then that's going to hurt California because they got a lot of people there who aren't citizens and they need to be represented in Congress and in the Electoral College, and they will take a hit when it comes to the welfare system. And let me ask you this, Judge, does California get to count people in Texas to make sure they get more money and more representation? If not, then why not? Why can't California just count people in Texas? Because, I mean, they're California and they're liberals, and we want more liberals in Congress. We want more Democrats in Congress, according to these judges, right? So why can't they count people in Texas and say, well, we're going to count them as if they were California citizens? We would assume that that would be absurd, right? Except that they're counting people who aren't even Americans. They're counting foreign citizens to get more representation, more political power in Congress, more political power in the Electoral College, more welfare. They're counting foreign citizens in the census. Why is President Trump letting these judges do that? It makes absolutely no sense. No sense whatsoever. You've got Mitt Romney saying, we need to have a system that keeps people from getting jobs here if they're here illegally. That's why we need E-Verify. That's the only thing that Romney can get behind. Why is that? Because with E-Verify, that will mean every one of us, including American citizens, including people whose families have been here for hundreds of years, will have to be verified by the federal government to get a job. Is that right? Or is that completely upside down? Do you have to get E-Verify to get welfare? No. I've said many times, it really stuck in my throat to have to get a privilege license to open a business when welfare was a right. And now we've made welfare a right for foreign citizens, and if you are an American citizen, you have to apply to the government for permission to get a job. E-Verify. You know, sign up for the mark of the beast right here. Do you understand what this is about? Do you understand how this perverts and inverts these principles? The most important thing that President Trump could do would be to stop this magnet that is drawing people across the border. Our welfare system. Free school. Free money. Free housing. Free food. Come on in. President Trump is saying, well, we got to punish Honduras and we got to punish El Salvador, Mexico, because they're encouraging people and helping people to get in here. No, we are doing that. We are offering them more money. We are begging them to come here, especially California and the sanctuary states like New York. They want these people to come in because they're their power base. They're going to get more political power by counting these people. They're going to get more welfare dollars by counting these people. And you are going to be on the outside looking in. Now, why is it we are offering welfare as a right to foreign citizens, but we have to apply for permission to get a job? Under Romney's idea of America in the future, he's about as American as Joseph Stalin. Here's a clip from Mitt Romney yesterday as he's talking about the dramatic shift. Here's a shifty talking about the shift in immigration.
The history of the United States of America. How did you take that comment? Well, we've seen a dramatic shift in the nature of immigration and illegal immigration just over the last few weeks. I mean, a number of years ago and up until just a few weeks ago, the great majority of people coming into our country were coming looking for work, single men, and oftentimes just returned at the border, sent back home typically to Mexico. In the last few weeks, there's been a dramatic change, and that is we're seeing unaccompanied young people as well as families with lots of kids pouring into the border, and they say the magic word, I'm seeking asylum. And by virtue of our laws and processes here, we bring them into the country. We don't begin to have enough space in our facilities to maintain the kind of care that these people deserve. And so they're being just turned out into our country. 125,000 of them so far this year. It's overwhelming our system. We have got to be able to deal with this in a way. It's going to take some legislation to get it fixed.
Well, what a lying snake he is. Do you notice how he presented that? He said at least three times in that short clip. Just until a few weeks ago. It wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem all the way through the Obama administration. As a matter of fact, he would like to continue and to finalize and to expand DACA. No, if you were going to offer free education, free money, free housing, free food, everything to people who are foreign citizens living abroad, it doesn't matter. If you had a really good wall, people will find a way over, under, or around that wall to get in for the free money. You incentivize it to the extent that we are incentivizing it, and you will have illegal immigration. It is a giant magnet, and you need the easiest thing we could do would be to cut off welfare to foreign citizens. Make them prove, anybody on welfare has to prove that they're an American citizen, not the people who want to get work have to prove and get permission from Washington. That's exactly the opposite of what we want. But he's turning this around to try to say, well, you know, it's all President Trump and everything was just fine until a few weeks ago. What a lying piece of scum he is. Mitt Romney. Yeah, that's exactly where we're going. All right, we're going to talk about what's going on when we come back about free speech. Julian Assange is not going to be arrested. It appears that the Ecuadorian embassy has walked back on statements that were made by a couple of higher level people. There was a vigil over the weekend, a lot of movement on social media to support Julian Assange, keep him from being arrested and turned over to the UK. We're going to take a look at what's going on in the UK, the fight against free speech. Julian Assange is part of that, but we are all going to be victimized if these new rules in the UK and the EU go through. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free, get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking about free speech. We're going to talk about the word is most under attack at the moment. That is in the UK and the European Union. Isn't it interesting that the same people who sold us lies about Syria, lies about the Skripal poisoning, who came after Julian Assange because he exposed those lies, which we were talking about that as well, we also got shut down off of social media. Now they've come up with new draconian legislation proposed in both the UK as well as an organization in the European Union. I'm going to play a clip for you about what a real woman prime minister looks like, what a real prime minister of any sex looks like, Margaret Thatcher. I tell you what, this is a time when Great Britain could really use Margaret Thatcher. I had the pleasure, my wife and I, of not only we'd watch Questions of the Prime Minister on Thursdays. We'd watch that on cable on C-SPAN. We had the pleasure of going there once and watching it live. It was absolutely amazing. I don't think there's anybody, in my opinion, there's nobody that even comes close to that in Britain right now except for Nigel Farage. I think he is as close as anybody's going to come to a Margaret Thatcher or Churchill right now in saving that country. But he's not in power. And so we're going to talk about what's going on there. We're going to talk about what happened over the weekend, or what did not happen, fortunately, with Julian Assange. We'll talk about the current state of that, as well as the current state of free speech. You know, we had, it was about 10 days ago, a 50-hour broadcast to preserve, to fight for free speech, for free press, to fight for InfoWars, quite frankly. And we offered 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping, double Patriot points. As we went through the 50-hour broadcast, we increased some of the discounts up to 55 and 60%. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Freedom is not free. And neither is your health care. You have a chance right now. Still, and we're going to have Del Bigtree joining us later in the broadcast. We're going to talk about the efforts to take away our health choices. just as they want to take away our free speech. It is a full spectrum program of dominance, of slavery for us that they have in mind. Right now, you still have an opportunity to hear an independent point of view. You still have the opportunity to get safe, natural, and effective products to protect your health and to make that choice. Once they take these things away from you, they will determine what you're going to hear. They will determine what goes into your body, and they feel like they are entitled to inject whatever they want to in your body. It's not your choice. You're not going to have any informed choice. Right now, you still do. So choose to protect your health. Choose to protect your free speech. Choose to protect the free press. Take a look at some of the specials we have. 55% off all Super Blue products. 60% off products like Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus. Big savings. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. It's got turmeric and many other natural ingredients that help to fight inflammation. All of those, 60% off. Free shipping, store-wide, double Patriot points. Everything, 50% off or more at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we have, as we talk about our border, we have all these people who claim that they are refugees. When in reality, they're just coming here because they want to get free stuff from the welfare program. But we do have some real refugees, don't we, Travis? We've got one that's in Britain right now. We have Julian Assange, who has been caged in the embassy there in Ecuador, the Ecuadorian embassy there in the UK, in London. He's been caged there for several years, going back to 2012. Things got a lot harder for him when he pushed back against the lies of Theresa May and Nikki Haley about the Skripal poisoning, a totally absurd situation. We were just talking about this during the break. It's amazing. It seems like maybe we could work out something to get some real political refugees into this country, don't you think, Travis?
Yeah, it's funny to me that we are required to bring these people into our country, but Julian Assange, who has been working for transparency in government for years and has sacrificed so much for his principles, is trapped in a single building in London.
Yeah, he's caged in there. Yeah.
These people have a right to immigrate, but Julian Assange has no rights at all.
A real political refugee. Or somebody like Asia Bibi, for example, who spent 10 years on death row because as a Christian in Pakistan, she had the audacity to drink water out of a well, and the Muslim co-workers there said, you're not going to have any water out of that well unless you convert to Islam. And she said, I'm a Christian. I'm going to convert. So they charged her with blasphemy. They gave her the death sentence, and they had her on death row for 10 years. Eventually, the Supreme Court said that they were not going to execute her for blasphemy. And then there were riots all across Pakistan. It seems to me like we'd be able to bring in some real refugees, except they're not the right religion. Or they want actual free speech and transparency, like Julian Assange. On March 28th of last year, Ecuador virtually gagged Assange after he challenged whether or not Russia was behind the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal. I've talked about that extensively. We're talking about Novichok, which is 8 times more potent than Western VX nerve gas. As Putin laughed, he said, well, if it had been Novichok, they would have been dead now. And that didn't happen. As a matter of fact, you had doctors who worked on them for a half hour said they exhibited signs of an opioid overdose. I thought that was what it was. The doctors would not have been able to work on them for a half hour. And then for show, British health workers, emergency personnel show up in full hazmat suits. And then the press starts taking pictures. The whole thing was absurd from the get-go. And yet you had this sold as if it was a true narrative by Theresa May, the person who is now shutting down the Brexit vote, pulling every string in the book to overthrow the election, just as she pulled every trick in the book to try to get not only the UK, but the United States involved deeper in Syria. They were already there. They were just trying to authorize it after the fact. We now know. I mean, for years we had the discussion. So played that many times. Sessions talking to Panetta. You're not going to put troops in Syria without telling us in Congress, right? You know how the Constitution works. We might tell you after we do it. Well, actually, they did it, and they didn't tell us. Just like Leon Panetta said, we'll consult with our allies in NATO. We'll consult with our allies in the UN. And, of course, Nikki Haley was consulting with her co-conspirator, Theresa May, to lie to everybody about the Skripal poisoning. They had pulled a false flag gas attack 3 years in a row in Syria. And for 3 years in a row, we had been at the center of exposing that as a false flag, exposing the lie with the white helmets and others. And so they had to come up with some new trick. So they came up with the Skripal poisoning, and Julian Assange exposed that. And for that, the UK talked to the Ecuadorian government, and they gagged him. Though his privileges were eventually restored, he and his legal team had sued the Ecuadorian government, and since then, tensions have only escalated. And they got worse when the Pentagon Papers were exposed, when we started to see the crimes of many leaders throughout the world, and that included the current Ecuadorian president. That was also something they didn't like. So we had last week reports that multiple high-level sources in the Ecuadorian government were saying they were going to turn over Julian Assange to the British authorities. You had the British police increase their presence dramatically there at the site. And then so did people who were watching what was going on there. You had a lot of activists, a lot of people on social media talking about this over the weekend. That is what they want to shut down. They want to shut down we the people. They want to shut down our ability to watch, to observe, to comment, our free speech. And they want to shut down any dissent, any transparency, anyone who questions the official story or who exposes the lies of government. And that's why they're coming after WikiLeaks. That's why they're coming after InfoWars. And they're doing it in a new way. As a matter of fact, you now have in the UK, they're taking a hard line, says CNET. Now listen to what they actually say here with a straight face. The UK government is taking a hard line when it comes to online safety. New measures designed to make the internet a safer place. And what's that going to be? They actually say that with a straight face. They're going to say, well, they're going to have massive penalties against not only corporations, but the owners of the corporations, the websites or whatever, if they spread disinformation and fake news. And this just happens to be coming up as Theresa May is shutting down Brexit.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty. It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the new measures being put in by the UK, presumably to keep social networks in check with an internet safety regulator. Yeah, you believe that? I've got a bridge I want to sell you that's falling down in London. The new measures are designed to make the internet a safer place, says CNET. And what are they going to do? Well, they're going to shut down any speech that spreads disinformation and fake news. Obviously, right? Anything they don't like. Cyberbullying, we got to shut that down. Children accessing inappropriate material or child exploitation or abuse content. Now, this is coming from the same government that is rapidly gaslighting kids in kindergarten with a transgender agenda, telling them, well, you know, you need to make a decision here in kindergarten about what gender you're going to be. This is, when we look at the, kinder gender curriculum. And they do that in the name of protecting them from bullying. But the people being bullied, the ones being bullied are the children in kindergarten. They're the ones who are being victimized. They're the ones who are being abused. They're the ones who are being exploited. They're the ones who are being shown inappropriate material for their age. And if the parents...
I just wanted to break in again
mention
the fact that Tommy Robinson was literally sent to prison for talking about the pedophile rape gangs that were going on, and I believe Rotherham.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because he brought up something about that during the trial. And ostensibly they said, oh, we don't want this to poison the jury. We don't want to miss getting a conviction. But we know really why they sent him to prison. Because
he's
exposing the fact that they won't protect children when it really matters.
That's right. They are the biggest abusers of children. And then they present themselves as the protectors. You're absolutely right, Travis. Yeah, when we look at this, this is what Theresa May said. She said, for far too long, these social media internet companies have not done enough to protect users. Let me tell you what she's really saying there. For far too long, these companies have not done enough to protect government interests. I think they've actually been doing a pretty good job of protecting the government's interest. When we look at this, she said, the era of self-regulation for online companies is over. Voluntary actions from industry to tackle online harms have not been applied consistently, or they've gone or not gone far enough. How convenient, isn't it? Or maybe it's just coordinated. Maybe it's not convenient. Maybe it's coordinated. The fact that you've got Zuckerberg putting out an op-ed piece, what was it, the Washington Post last week? I think it's Washington Post, not the New York Times. I think it's Washington Post. He puts out an op-ed piece begging for global governance of the internet when it comes to speech. And then here is Theresa May, so compliant. She just had to happen to have the same idea at the same time. How convenient. The measures announced by the UK are part of a larger global move toward greater regulation for big tech. Yeah, and of course, it's only going to be the big guys who are regulated, right? Just like it's only the rich people who pay taxes. All the rest of us don't pay taxes, except we do. you know the way the taxation system works? The big guys get all of the custom carve-outs and special loopholes that they pay for. And they wind up paying a very low percentage if they pay anything at all. Look at all the different corporations. How are those different corporations, those big corporations, how are they doing? All of you people on the left who are demanding censorship of people that you think are spreading disinformation, fake news, you take a look at the corporations and see if they're paying any tax, because they're not going to be the ones who are penalized. These new regulations that give them draconian power to punish and to put out of business anybody that doesn't accede to their demands are going to be focused on the small companies. Because Zuckerberg is begging for this. He has been a partner in crime for this global control of free speech, just like the Gulag has. Google. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source. the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, when you have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's amazing to see Theresa May betray the American people, team up with Nikki Haley to sell a false flag to drag us into a war, and then to help to set up, of course, because she is facing a lot of opposition, to help set up a global regulation of free speech. Working now, not with Nikki Haley, but with Mark Zuckerberg. Isn't it interesting? We've seen the coordination between London and Langley, between MI5 and the CIA, to try to throw President Trump out, to sell and to create these lies that were the Russian conspiracy theories. And now they are part of a conspiracy to not only overthrow their own election, but to overthrow free speech and the internet worldwide. As this is being portrayed by the establishment media, CNET, and said, this comes at a great time of great political upheaval in the UK, where the country is at once deciding to stand up to Silicon Valley tech companies. Nonsense. They're working with the Silicon Valley tech companies, as you can plainly see. Just take a look at the essay from Zuckerberg that we talked about last week. Begging for global governance. Yeah. A giant Facebook. Don't break up Facebook, he said. A big Facebook will be your partner to do exactly what you want. You just let us make money off of this, and we will enact your system of Chinese censorship for you. They've already got the social credits out there that just needs to be applied by the government. And they are the willing partners of the government to bring in a technocratic tyranny over the internet, over your free speech. And of course, the first people that are going to be in the crosshairs are any smaller competitors to them that want to embrace free speech. Places like Gab. You know, Gab says, we're not going to censor your free speech. Oh, they're going to be targets. They're going to come after, they're going to block their website. They're going to fine the owners of these websites, the UK, and this is going to be a global move to shut this down. Look at the way that Theresa May is betraying her own people. As Michael Anthony writes on Zero Hedge, he said, Brexit had two toxic characteristics that were built into it from the beginning. The people voted to leave the European Union by a clear majority, but they elected a parliament that was 75% in favor of remaining. And then you have the second toxic element was the maneuvering by the European Union. They slipped into the withdrawal agreement, a poison pill, the Irish backstop, so-called, a temporary membership in the customs union for Ireland until a free trade deal was negotiated so as to prevent a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. And so if you're going to have, if you're not going to have a Northern Ireland divided from Great Britain, then you're going to be kept into the customs union forever. And that deal is basically saying, well, we're going to control your economy. We're going to control your speech. We're going to control all these other aspects that the European Union has enacted control over. But you're not going to have a say anymore. So it's going to be regulation without representation. It'll be taxation without representation. That's the deal that is being offered by Theresa May. I want to go back and play for you the final speech. It was a really good speech, back and forth. Both sides were having a lot of fun. It was Margaret Thatcher's final questions to the prime minister. And I want you to hear what she said when somebody asked her, so are you going to continue your fight against the euro, against a common currency, against a European central bank, or will you become maybe take a position as president of the European central bank? Because that is the kind of betrayal that we're now seeing from Theresa May. But of course, Margaret Thatcher had this to say.
Would she tell us whether she intends to continue her own personal fight against a single currency and an independent central bank when she leaves office?
No, she's going to be the governor.
On the present structure...
Because that's the way these people think.
Prime Minister.
What a good idea. I hadn't thought of it. But if I were, there'd be no European Central Bank accountable to no one, least of all to national parliaments. Because the point of that kind of European Central Bank is no democracy, taking powers away from every single parliament and being able to have a single currency and a monetary policy and an interest rate which takes all political power away from us. As my right honourable friend said in his first speech after the proposal of a single currency is about the politics of Europe. It is about a federal Europe by the back door. So I'll consider the honourable gentleman's proposal. Now, where were we? I'm enjoying this.
That was Margaret Thatcher. What a polar difference from Theresa May. She told people the truth. She had a backbone, a spine. She stood up to the European Union. She said this single currency is about a federal Europe, a United States of Europe, through the back door. And what has Theresa May done? She has betrayed the British people. She has betrayed the vote. And she has worked with the European Union against the interest and the wishes of the British people through a back door. Yeah, exactly what somebody joked about Margaret Thatcher. No, she was taken out because she didn't support the European Union. That's why they got rid of her. And that's why they put somebody like Theresa May in. To say that, what are you going to do? You're going to continue your fight against the euro? And she continued that fight, and they did win that. They kept the British pound. That's been their saving grace in all of this. But of course, Theresa May has worked to undermine that legacy and to make them subsumed into United States of Europe run by the Germans for the most part. But Margaret Thatcher wasn't going to have that. And she wasn't going to betray the British people by taking a position in the EU bureaucracy. That's something I fully expect to see Theresa May do once she's finished with this betrayal of Brexit and the British people. All right, let's talk a little bit about free speech. There was an article over the weekend published in The Current in Connecticut. It was up on the Drudge Report all weekend. It was from Alex Jones's lawyer in Connecticut, Norm Pattis. He said, if you want the InfoWars host silenced, you are scarier than he is. He said, you probably heard by now that Alex Jones of InfoWars plans to defend himself against charges that he defamed the families of folks killed in the mass shooting at Sandy Hook by claiming some form of psychosis. Well, you heard wrong. You swallowed a meme. I know this because I represent Alex Jones in three suits pending against him in Connecticut. He faces a related suit defended by separate counsel in Texas. And he said, let me set the record straight. Jones never encouraged people to visit the homes of the surviving family members. He did not himself state that the deaths of children were faked by families seeking financial gain or elevated status as a spokesman for gun control. These assertions about Jones have become urban legend, repeated so often that they're taken as true. We're eager to test these assertions in open court and to let a fair-minded jury evaluate actual evidence if the cases ever get to the point of a jury trial. But the truth of the matter is that Jones has a right to his opinion. But our newfound instinct to make symbols of survivors in our roiling political debates about such things as gun control transforms them into public figures in the contested terrain of political speech. Declaring these folks to be off limits is a misuse of pathos. Victims used to mourn in private. Now they enter the, and I'll say this, that's what he had to say. Now I'll say that what they do is they enter the public debate. They propose policy and legal changes to our system. And then they say that they are above any criticism. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Things are escalating in the fight against free speech. It's very essential for people like Theresa May, who want to shut down any exposure of their lies, their false flags, want to control the elections, make sure that the right people win. It's very important for them to control speech. And as I've said for a long time, this is a public-private partnership. Companies like Facebook and Google were aided by the deep state. Here in the United States, we had DARPA, the head of DARPA sitting on multiple venture capital boards. We had the CIA creating its own venture capital firm for the first time in the late 90s once the internet became practical. They wanted to make sure they had the right companies put in charge of the internet. And they were able to operate with the help of venture capitalists and people on Wall Street. They were able to provide services for free for a very long time. Come on in to our walled city until they lock the doors and turn the gas on free speech. And that's what they're doing right now in a big way. And every few days we see new attacks, new escalating attacks against free speech. And this latest one is coming from the UK. But of course it's InfoWars that's been there at the very beginning. As Alex Jones has said, we were patient zero. He was at InfoWars back last August. But now we had 2 months after that, we had over 800 different independent news sites taken down all at once. Because they run these things out, see how people are going to react. Most people said, oh, that's good. I don't like Alex Jones because he's got these people in Sandy Hook saying things about him. And I believe them. I don't believe him. And so we need to shut him down. The lawyer, Norm Pattis, defending him in Connecticut, said, before I chose to represent Alex Jones, I ignored him. He was a town crier warning that the end is nigh. Yeah, warning that the end of free speech is nigh. Warning that the end of individual liberty is nigh. He said, now I defend him from you, you who want him silenced, because you scare me more than he does. There is no mob quite so terrifying, he says, as a self-righteous mob. Suppressing speech because it offends a majority of folks gives the power to censor speech. We're close to banning speech simply because it is hateful. Even Mark Zuckerberg now wants new legislation to limit speech. We've gone from wanting information to be free to fearing the heterodox. In other words, fearing people who are dissenting, people who are unorthodox in their views. Because we now have a religion of the state, and the state has its dogma, its official stories, and don't you dare challenge them, because then you'll be accused of disinformation and of hate by the people who are going to vet this. He goes on to say, fight out your differences in the marketplace of ideas. Let's have a free marketplace of ideas to fight this stuff out in, instead of what they're doing. And yet, you see, in a rapid 1-2 punch, you've got an op-ed piece by Mark Zuckerberg saying, we need more regulation. We need the government to step in here and do this. And we want to help you keep Facebook large so we can be your big hammer against inappropriate speech. The hypocrisy of these people who accuse us of disinformation, the same people who sold the lies about weapons of mass destruction. And now what they are doing is selling weapons of mass surveillance. That's what the internet is. That's what we see Clapper doing. But take a look at what Theresa May and the UK are doing. They're going to have a law that will impose substantial fines or even ban companies if they don't act swiftly enough to remove content that encourages terrorism or child sexual exploitation and abuse. Let me tell you something. Probably the government that abuses and sexualizes children more than any other is the UK government and what they're doing to their kids in school with the transgender agenda. The kinder gender curriculum. That is child abuse. That is child sexualization. That is inappropriate content, and it's being fed to them in their government schools. But if you push back against that, you will be accused of being a bully. If you push back against their pedophile regime, and let me tell you something, this kinder gender stuff is nothing but normalizing pedophilia. If you can tell a kindergarten kid who hasn't thought about sex. They're so far away from puberty even. But you tell them that they can determine what gender they are, then they can consent to sex. If they can consent to a gender change, they can consent to sexual activity. That is ultimately what is behind this Sodom and Gomorrah agenda. It's disgusting. And it's disgusting to see what's happening in the UK. They have no respect for children, and yet they use them as a beard for their censorship. They said the company's directors, according to this new UK law, being sold by, guess who? Theresa May. The person who sold lies about the Skripal poisoning, the person who sold lies about the false flag attacks in Syria to engage in a new war to terrorize people in other countries, saying, yeah, we're going to shut down anybody who questions that. The company's directors could also be held personally liable if illegal content is not taken down within a short and predetermined time frame, said the UK's Home Office. It is also seeking to tackle the spread of fake news and interference in elections. It's just amazing how Orwellian this is. They are the ones who are interfering in elections. They are the ones who are interfering in free speech. They are the ones who are feeding inappropriate sexual content to children, abusing them, bullying families, bullying parents. It's the UK government that are the bullies, the terrorists. The crackdown on UK online content takes place amid the fallout from the case of a 14-year-old Molly Russell. Yes, they always have to have a poster child, don't they? They always have to have a Gulf of Tonkin. And let me tell you something. This is not going to be applied to Mark Zuckerberg. It's going to be applied to the small independent websites, the small independent news organizations, the small independent social media organizations that want to tell you the truth. They're going to have watchdog blocking of inappropriate websites. They're going to slap fines on those who refuse to cooperate, block access to websites. The regulator will also be empowered to hold individual executives responsible if they fail to comply and censor speech, if they say anything that contradicts the government narrative. Folks, that's why they came after InfoWars first. And if you want to support us, take a look at the products that we've got as part of our Save the First Amendment mega sale. We've extended that. Still free shipping, 50% off or more of all InfoWars Life products. Double the Patriot points. Some of the products are 55% off. Some of them are 60% off. While you still have the opportunity, support your free speech. Support your right to choose what you use for your health purposes, what you put into your body. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Del Bigtree about the efforts to take away your informed consent when it comes to health. Mandatory vaccines are just part of the issue. When the government believes that you should have no more say in what goes into your body than a piece of cattle, they see you as cattle. So we're talking about that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Support free speech. We'll be right back.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's
why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've seen certain parts of speech, certain policies, even discussions about health banned from the public square on the internet. We've got the moves by not just social media, but of course Amazon banning the documentary questioning the safety of vaccines produced by Dell Bigtree, the documentary called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. That was banned by Amazon. And yet at the same time, as Free Thought Project pointed out, same time that Amazon bans Vaxxed, the vaccine documentary, child sex dolls are openly sold on their website. How's that for hypocrisy? As we see the moves by Theresa May saying we're going to shut down anything that's fake news, anything that victimizes children, the places where they victimize them most are in their own schools. Yet, when we look at what is happening, it's not just the public square of the internet where people are being banned. Of course, we had in New York the radical move by one county to ban children who had not been vaccinated from the public square. And Dell Bigtree, who has been fighting for your informed choice in healthcare, is at the center of this controversy yet again. And we've now had a court decision that has ruled against this ban of unvaccinated children from the public square. And we're going to give you an update on that, as well as talk about the controversy that evolved as Dell Bigtree was pushing back against this draconian escalation from in this New York county banning children from the public square who had not been vaccinated. So joining us now is Del Bigtree. You can find him on Twitter at Del Bigtree, on Facebook at High Wire Talk. Thank you for joining us, Del.
David, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
We've had a, I'm glad you could be here. We've had a victory, at least for the time being, in New York. We've had the Supreme Court of the state of New York has overturned the martial law enacted by those local officials saying that any children in Rockland County, New York, would be given jail time, their parents as well as fines. They could not step foot in any public area, not just the public square, but church, school, malls, government buildings, public libraries, public transportation, bus, all of that. The judge said that that was arbitrary, it was capricious, and now he has struck that down. But you, in fighting against this, became a lightning rod for controversy. They took exception to the fact that you were wearing a yellow Jewish star. What was the point that you were trying to make it with that, Del?
I was giving a speech down in Austin, Texas, at the state capitol there, discussing vaccine rights. And thank God in Texas they still believe in liberty and the right to choose what is injected into your body and the bodies of your children. But that's under fire all over the country. And as I was speaking there, we were in the middle of the first quarantine we've seen of human beings, and specifically the Hasidic Orthodox Jewish community. That's really who's been at the center of this measles conflict and issue up in Rockland County, New York. As many might know, there was a traveler to Israel came back with measles, and it's been spreading in this group of Orthodox the Orthodox Jewish community because they don't believe in vaccinating. They believe that their bodies are made perfect and whole, and that these diseases that we get, these infections, only make our bodies stronger. That's their religious belief. And what's interesting is just a week before this ban, the American Academy of Pediatrics made their number one goal to eradicate religious exemptions from vaccines. And I said that this was becoming a religious war.
Yes.
Now, the point I was making in Austin, Texas, and I said, how are we going to know if these, you know, Hasidic Jewish, if this Jewish community is not vaccinated when they're walking down the street? Perhaps we're going to use a symbol like this again. And I held up a yellow star. I pinned it to my jacket and said that I stand with the Jewish community in Rockland County, New York, who believe that they lived in a free country, that, you know, they believe when America said, we will never oppress a minority again. We will never, go after you or take away your rights because of your religious views. Of course, I came under attack for a lot of people said that I was, you know, equating the anti-vaccine community to the Jewish community. But the truth was, as I said, I stand in solidarity specifically with this Orthodox Jewish community. And I think it's very, very scary that we are taking the rights away. And remember, these were perfectly healthy children and people walking down the streets. And New York Times ended up reporting that people were in grocery stores where, you know, a man with a black hat and curls, you know, down the side of his face sneezed and people started running from the store, and that they were saying that people were admitting to wiping down the seats with sanitizer on buses where Hasidic Jewish people had sat. This is exactly, I believe, in correlation with what we read about the history in Germany. You know, yeah. A lot of people said, you know, to say that anti-vaxxers are just like the Jewish community, this was an atrocity that killed millions. I agree with that. I've been called everything this week, all the way up to a Holocaust denier. And the point is that no one believes in it more than I do. That's the point. I was raised by a family that really cared about that history. My mother's Native American. I also knew about the oppression of her family members. And so I was raised that if you are not aware of your history, if you're afraid to talk about it, then you're doomed to repeat it. And what are we talking about? Quarantining healthy people. They could not go to their own synagogues through Passover is what this was looking like. It was a 30-day ban. Wow. From public spaces. So I still stand by the comments I made and by, you know, referencing that symbol, which is so historic, because what are we going to do if we have, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, the most powerful industry lobby in Washington, outspending oil and gas 2-1. They're buying our politicians. They're manipulating people like Ed Day. The American Academy of Pediatrics is coming after our religious beliefs and our religious rights. If we don't stand up now and start saying this really smacks of mistakes we've made throughout history, then I don't know what we're going to do. And you pointed out so beautifully in your show so far. Now we're being censored on social media. Facebook is shutting down. They're literally muzzling mothers who are describing injuries to their children they saw with their own eyes.
Yes.
You know, these autistic children, these injured children. Now, Facebook's not going to let these mothers tell us their story. And we wonder how there were Jews in Germany that didn't know about, you know, concentration camps and said, I didn't know what was going on. Well, if you have this kind of manipulation by a government that just brainwashes you, keeps any news from getting you about the truth or any videos that show you what happened to them, then you can be manipulated and lied to and you do not live in a free country any longer.
You know, when they're quarantining people that don't have the disease. I mean, this is a very different thing than we've ever seen before. You know, these are quarantining people who have not been vaccinated, not people who have the disease, but people that they think may get the disease. And of course, this is all in the name of herd immunity.
Right.
The Hasidic Jews there are right. And it's amazing. It's the same tactic that we see all the time. If they don't want to argue with you, if they don't want to have this discussion, they censor you. And they accuse you of being a racist. And that's what they did to you. When you made a point that they were targeting this Hasidic Jewish community, then they call you the racist. And
right.
And what they're doing is they're pushing this idea of herd immunity. The real immunity is achieved through having the disease. It is not a threatening disease. 99.99% of the people, only 1 in 10,000 people will have a serious side effect from that in Western countries where we have reasonable health care, reasonable hygiene. That's a different situation than Madagascar. They'll go to Madagascar, and even in Madagascar, the number of children who die, presumably from complications of the measles, is less than the number who die from complications of dysentery and diarrhea and lack of just general healthcare hygiene and being able to have access to medical care. So they cherry-pick the results in these areas. And if you look at the death rate that they reported, even from people with measles in Madagascar, as I said, it's a small fraction of the number of children that die from just infant mortality in that country. But we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. We've got to take a break right here. You know, we talk about how the big pharmaceutical companies own the media, own the press. We've got some questions here from some of the people who say, well, you know, I don't think that it's big pharma that's doing this because look at socialist systems where there's no profit factor. Oh, really? You mean a big pharmaceutical doesn't make any money selling the drugs to a socialist system?
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Del Bigtree. He's the producer of the documentary Vaxxed that looked at the harmful side effects. Can't have that documentary at the Tribeca Film Festival. Well, we got to shut that down. We don't want to hear any unorthodox views, anything that contradicts the government's official story, whether it is about a war or whether it is about health care. That has to be shut down. And, of course, as I pointed out at the beginning of the interview with Del, Amazon has now banned Vaxxed. So you can find it elsewhere, but you can still get your child sex dolls at Amazon. Meanwhile, in the UK, Theresa May is going to protect our children from being exploited, and she's going to shut down any kind of disinformation, and they're going to come after the companies personally. They're going to ban websites. They're going to instill fines against anybody that they accuse of disinformation. And take a look at how this is going to operate. At the same time these rules are being put out, the same time we had the op-ed piece from Mark Zuckerberg, we've got the Associated Press, and I'm reading here from their article published by Fox News, Vaccine Wars, Social Media Battle, Outbreak of Bogus Claims. They said social media is like the health officials that are trying to keep this spread of disinformation out there. So any information that questions the official story has to be quarantined, just like we saw up in New York. And if you fight against that, like Del Bigtree did, they call you racist, even though he's pointing out that it was targeting Jewish people in that community, those kinds of quarantines. You know, Del, one of the things that they talk about in this Associated Press article, they say, even after changes we have after suppression, we've got anti-vax groups are the first results to come up on a search of vaccine safety. They're not happy about that. We got to do more. And, you know, we heard this about a year and a half before they shut down InfoWars. You had these people on Capitol Hill saying, why aren't you, I'm looking at search results and I'm seeing InfoWars coming up here. What are you doing to shut this down? Now they're saying the same thing about any health discussions that run contrary to the interest of big pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, and they're complaining. I mean, think about it. You know, this Dr. Peter Hotez has been making a tour. He's the new voice of the pharmaceutical industry, complaining that his book about vaccines and autism, you know, my daughter's autism was not caused by vaccines. He complains that my book's number 19 and there's 18 anti-vaccine books ahead of it. Well, it should show you if there's 18 books that are being popularly read, then people are relating to this information. This isn't just, you know, they literally tried to say that somehow the anti-vaccine movement has affected the Orthodox Jewish community as though somehow we've affected their religion. They haven't been vaccinating for centuries, but somehow the anti-vaccine movement is the one that's doing it. On social media, these stories, these videos of parents being, you know, talking about their injured children, children that have died, watching children falling down after the vaccines when they used to be able to walk. All of these things they're trying to censor. And this is, you know, what I want to say, David, is this is book burning. This is censorship at the highest level. What, you know, what society ever survived or what ruling power ever survived soon after they started book burning? I think that that's a sign that we're winning. I think one of the things we have to recognize, David, is this is just the result of the great information we've been putting out there. We've been discussing the science. I've been saying all along, we're winning, we're winning. I'm going to say now, I think we've won. When it comes to the scientific debate, the work that I've done with my nonprofit, the Informed Consent Action Network, we've been in a debate with Health and Human Services. We've won two lawsuits against our health agencies, the National Institute of Health, and Health and Human Services, and we just settled a case with the FDA. Here was this case. When you go into a store or anywhere, you're seeing if you're pregnant, you should get a flu shot or a Tdap vaccine. Well, we sued the FDA because we asked them in a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, will you please show us the trials that used pregnant women and tested the flu shot on them while they were pregnant and the Tdap vaccine while they were pregnant? What trials did you use now that you're promoting the use of these vaccines in pregnant women? They fought back, they pushed back, and finally when we sued, they had to admit, we never did a single trial that included pregnant women. Can you believe that? How is that misinformation? The people should know, if you're a pregnant mother, you should know this product has never been tested on pregnant women or the results on the fetus inside of your body. So these are the types of things they do not want you hearing. They don't want you to hear that not a single childhood vaccine has ever been through a double-blind placebo study, which is the scientific method by which we approve every other drug that we take. And then you look at the surveillance system. How do we know if this, now that we're a bunch of guinea pigs, now that they're putting products into us that have never been through a safety study, where is the surveillance system to capture those injuries? Well, that's called VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. And in 2018, there's now over 60,000 reported injuries and over 400 deaths being reported just last year from vaccines. These are the types of things they don't want people hearing. But I'm telling you.
Yeah, and if you look at just this quarter, $110 million paid out by this secret vaccine court, which is really an arbitration process. It's not a real court system. I mean, look at the situation with glyphosate and Monsanto and Bayer and so forth. We've had just two cases, and in each of those, you've had tens of millions of dollars. One of them was over $200 million award. Another one, I think, was $80 million or something like that. But you're not seeing that. You're seeing multiple cases of people injured and killed from vaccine reaction. They agree that they were damaged, but they don't give them much compensation. And the whole point of these big awards is to stop this from happening to other people. And they're covering up for that. People don't ever question the fact that Monsanto would produce a dangerous chemical because there's money involved. But they will question the fact that the pharmaceutical industry is pushing out vaccines, even though they haven't done anything for the safety. And we have socialized the losses. Not only are they protected from big losses, they're protected from any losses. That $110 million is being paid out by the American taxpayer.
That's right. I mean, it's the only product the pharmaceutical industry makes that you can't sue them for. I mean, think about that. We just watched Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. We found out it had asbestos for the last 50 years. Over and over again, Vioxx killed 65,000 people. This industry lies to us all the time, but they only make one product you can't sue them for. That's vaccines. They only make one product that doesn't have to go through safety studies. That's vaccines. They only make one product they don't have to advertise because your government agencies are forcing them upon you. That's vaccines. This is a perfect storm for corruption. It's a perfect storm for damage, and nobody wants you to care about it. Well, I do, and more and more and more people do care about this. I think we are the fastest growing movement in this country and around the world. So I just want people to have hope that these totalitarian measures, these you know, martial law institutions of quarantining people is just a sign that they have run out of arguments. They cannot sit with us and debate the science. So
that's
now
right.
They're just going to try and force it upon us. Their days are numbered. And because of guys like you covering this story and the millions of people that are listening to you and me and others, this is all changing right before our eyes. I think it's a very exciting time to be alive, but it's going to take everybody. It's going to take all of us being brave and stepping up and not being afraid to discuss this issue.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they want to now quarantine speech. We should all have been concerned, and we all were. We talked about it a great deal, but everybody should have been absolutely outraged at what happened in New York, the quarantining of the Hasidic Jews, and which was really the central part of that particular outbreak. But now they want to quarantine speech across the internet. And it's amazing to look at the articles from various publications like this one, MLive. No, the measles vaccine is not worse than measles. And they go to say, anti-vaxxers will tell you it's because Big Pharma has bought off the American medical and scientific establishment. And I would say also the media. And then they say, but that doesn't explain how in a socialized system where the profit motive is a non-factor. And it's like, are you kidding me? You're telling me that big pharmaceutical companies don't make any money when they sell their products to a socialized system? And then this article from the Associated Press essentially saying the same thing. You know, these people don't have any profit motives. They say some of the news online about health and medicine appears to be spread by people who may genuinely believe it, but some seems to be wreak havoc in public discourse. Some appears to be for financial gain. And they mention InfoWars specifically. This is Associated Press. InfoWars, a conspiracy site run by right-wing provocateur Alex Jones, routinely pushes anti-vax information and stories of forced inoculations while selling what are billed as immune supplements and so forth. This is, so we are the bad guys because we're doing this for money, but of course, Big Pharma is not doing this for money, right?
Well, exactly right. And then it's a bald-faced lie. Any media person that tells you that vaccines aren't making money, it's the fastest growing part of their industry. Many of them, Pfizer and Merck, the third top grossing products are vaccines and growing. Hundreds of vaccines already approved, thousands in the pipeline. This is a product you cannot sue for. You don't have to advertise for. I've made all of those points clear. This is a huge profit center. If you look at just like the HPV Gardasil vaccine, they want to mandate that for all boys and girls, you know, from 9 years old to about 26 years old. If they got away with that, if that was added to the childhood schedule, they would make $30 billion in one year in the U.S. alone.
And that is the profit center, actually the biggest sponsor for all of cable news, but, you know, Associated Press as well. But don't look at that. Thank you for joining us. Del Bigtree at Del Bigtree on Twitter. Also Facebook at High Wire Talk. Thank you, Del.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there. Hundreds of different political systems. And most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. It's not just in the UK, it's also in the European Union that they are launching. Isn't it amazing how they're launching all of this? They just all have the same idea, just like Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg writing his op-ed piece. All at the same time, we've got to step up the fight against disinformation and against cyberbullying and against the sexualization of children by the same people who are giving us disinformation, by the same people who are creating false flag wars across the world. The European Union launches its own online, quote-unquote, fact checker to fight, quote-unquote, Europhobics. Oh, now we got a new phobia, Europhobic. People afraid of the euro. We should be afraid of the euro. We got people across the world, the Chinese, the Russians, many other people are running for gold because they're concerned about these fiat currencies. You should be Europhobic. You should be concerned about the EU as well. The EU has set up its own fact-checking service in order to combat the spread of so-called fake news. Surprisingly, ahead of Theresa May's European elections. Oh, it wouldn't be to protect Theresa May, would it? The new, quote-unquote, Decoders of Europe site, based on the Boulevard Saint-Germain in Paris, seeks to, quote, answer a series of questions or accusations explaining what constitutes reality and sometimes the complexity of European policies. Beyond these explanations, our goal is also to better inform on the eve of the 60th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome. What works in Europe is what they're going to look at. I said, without getting involved in politics, we want to inform citizens and restore the balance between factual and misinformation. This is dripping with Orwellian doublespeak. Just imagine that. This is reported by Breitbart here. They say many of the independent fact checkers, of course, are going to be organizations like Snopes, organizations like PolitiFact. We've seen how that works. Organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Or maybe we should point out that the SPLC really, we're now learning, stands for shills, pimps, liars, and communists. That's what they've been all along. There's a whole list of people who got calls for them to be investigated for fraud because they operated as a charity, as a 501c3 organization, when they really were a political organization all along, heavily political. They want individuals there investigated. And as I've said before, it's interesting that we don't see the name of Mark Potok, who was always front and center. Now you're hearing a lot about Morris Dees, but you don't hear anything about his sock puppet, Mark Potok, who was always there. He managed to somehow get out of the organization before everything came down around them right now, and he's kind of avoiding any scrutiny, but they are looking at a lot of people there. Twitter is backing off their partnership with the Southern Poverty Law Center. The FBI has backed off their partnership with them. But I think that you've got Facebook and others are still very anxious to use anything to push their agenda to attack people, calling them racist, saying that they are promoting false information. As a matter of fact, the Daily Caller had the Southern Poverty Law Center director threaten to call the police when they called up and asked questions about the allegations of sexual harassment. So they threatened them with the police. And why not? Because government has been a willing enforcement arm of the SPLC for a very long time. It's a symbiotic relationship. And now, I guess maybe they don't need the SPLC anymore. They've got the people at the big social media companies and in Silicon Valley to do that for them. But they'll need some beards there, like PolitiFact. They'll need Snopes and so forth. There is never any shame from these so-called independent fact checkers. As they point out, you had Snopes saying it's absolutely not true that CNN purchased a washing machine in order to spin the news. They put out a thing saying that's not true.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We'll be having Craig Sawyer join us at the bottom of the hour. He's got some pictures that we're going to release for the first time here on this show, showing what looks like drug cartel members coming across his property. He's got some nighttime hidden surveillance cameras, and we're going to show you just how bad this border situation is. But let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in the attacks against free speech. As I was saying at the top of the hour, we have the European Union, just in time for the election, is going to come out with a fact-checking service to shut down anybody that disagrees with Theresa May or the European Union's point of view. Because if you disagree with them, you are obviously false. And they will be supported by useful idiots, third parties, that they can point to and say, see, it's not us. It's these third parties out there. And we're not the ones who are censoring you. It's actually Facebook and Google and so forth. But now, because they don't have explicit prohibitions against censorship, explicit prohibitions protecting, free press and free speech and so forth, they're going to be more open in their partnership with Facebook. Facebook is begging last week for global rules, and now he's getting them from the European Union, from the United Kingdom, from Theresa May. And it's amazing, as we look at this Breitbart article, that, talking about silly things that Snopes has done, debunking what they say is a false news article that CNN purchased a washing machine so they could spin the news. They said, no, that's false. Absolutely no sense of humor, no sense of satire. In the same way that following the demands of, Daily Beast or somebody who said, look at this, David Knight said that Hillary Clinton's DNA is not 100% reptile. And it was a joke from the Babylon Bee. They were talking about Elizabeth Warren and how Liz's DNA was less American Indian than Hillary's Liz DNA was lizard. They were joking. And we put that out there, read that from a satire site, Babylon Bee. And referring to that, these fact checkers got me temporarily suspended. So, you know, that's how this works. And that's how these useful idiots are out there when they shut people down. As they also point out, PolitiFact rated accurate claims by President Trump about Russia's nuclear arsenal as only half true, on the subjective grounds that he was missing the big picture. Yeah, the big picture was that he wasn't a Democrat. Let's remember where all this lying and all of this massive deception began in a big way, just before the Snowden documents were leaked, and they were leaked by WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and for that, they've been coming after WikiLeaks, trying to entrap them in any way possible. But it was James Clapper, who, if you remember, said when he was asked point blank and a very clear question from Ron Wyden, you know, are you spying on American citizens without a search warrant so forth? Oh, well, not intentionally. And now he is out there saying that he didn't understand the question. Here's what James Clapper just said, and we're going to play for you after, listen to what he has to say, and then I'm going to play for you, and this is a clip that's maybe about 3 or 4 years old, from Michael Hayden. He went to the Washington Lee Law School and said, shame on Ron Wyden for asking that question, because Ron Wyden knew what was going on, and so did all those other senators, and so did all their staff, and he put him in a difficult position and made him lie. But now we've got the liar, James Clapper, lying about the lie. I didn't understand the question. Here's what he had to say.
Comment about the allegation about my lying. I didn't lie. I made a big mistake. And I just simply didn't understand what I was being asked about. I thought of another surveillance program, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, when I was being asked about Section 215 of the Patriot Act at the time. I just didn't understand that.
One of the things that's noted.
This guy is just absolutely amazing to me. And, you know, he went a full 5 years after he lied to Congress, and nobody in either party filed charges against him for lying to Congress. And yet, look at all the people surrounding President Trump. Even though there was no collusion, no conspiracy, this is all a lie put out by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, they have come to people and said, well, you know, I think that what you told us is contradicted by some other. So you lied to Congress, and so we're going to about things that were not material at all. This was material. He was saying that there was no dragnet surveillance of the American people. And we knew that there was. Because we had had, I mean, this was 2013. Immediately after September 11th, we had William Binney, Thomas Drake, many other honest, law-abiding people who were honoring their oath to the Constitution, blew the whistle, said that the NSA was using outside contractors' software. They purchased it at great expense, and it was being used to spy on the American people. They said, we developed something internally that would anonymize this information, and we weren't spying on domestic citizens. But these people are violating the Constitution. They became whistleblowers, and so the system went after them. Nobody in Congress cared when these whistleblowers like William Binney from the NSA came out and told them. And so it was an open secret. We all knew that was the situation. That, as a matter of fact, is why Snowden said after he saw the way the NSA whistleblowers were treated, that's why he released the information the way that he did and got out of the country. And just before it was released, the question was asked to James Clapper. And he knew what was going on. And here's Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, former director of the CIA, saying shame on these people for asking him a question and having him lie under oath. Shame on them, not shame on him for violating the Constitution, spying on Americans without a search warrant. Here's Michael Hayden.
Everyone on that dais knew the correct answer to that question.
Including James Clapper.
Behind everyone on that dais, the staffers, knew the answer to that question. They all knew the 215 program. Ron Wyden was trying to trick Jim Clapper into making an admission of classified information that Ron Wyden didn't have the courage to make himself.
So the fact that they were violating the Constitution was classified information. Shame on Ron Wyden for trying to have transparency. And that, folks, is why they're coming after Julian Assange. Don't you dare blow the whistle on the criminals who are violating the law, violating the Constitution. It's just like John Kiriakou. He blows the whistle on illegal torture, and the torturers don't go to jail. The liars don't go to jail. The people committing dragnet surveillance against the American people don't go to jail. It's the whistleblowers who get in trouble. It's the whistleblowers who are shamed. You just heard Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, former director of the CIA, say everybody on that dais knew what was going on. In other words, Clapper knew, Clapper lied. And he's not being brought up. Never. Statute of limitations is gone now. They're not going to bring him up for charges. The very first NSA program we revealed from Snowden documents, the mass domestic spying program of Americans' phone records, which James Clapper lied about and Obama insisted was vital to national security, has been shut down. That's what Glenn Greenwald reported. I don't believe that's the case. I really don't believe that's the case. I don't believe they've shut it down. They just change it to something else. And so when you look at what they're saying, these are the people who fed us the lies about weapons of mass destruction. These are the people who have a list, had a list in the late 90s of all the different countries they were going to overthrow. And regardless of whether we have a so-called conservative establishment Republican or we have a liberal Democrat, the list is being executed. Who is the real government? I think you all know the answer to that. We just heard from the real government. We just heard from James Clapper and Michael Hayden. They're the people who can lie and get away with it. They're the people who can start wars and get away with it. They're the people who can try to overthrow elections and get away with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year-and-a-half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. You got it? This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now,
With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back, we've got Bernie Sanders doing his Iowa tour, getting ready for the approaching primaries. And debates will be coming up in just a couple of months. It's getting pretty close, even though we keep getting more and more people piling into the Democrat primary. By the way, I sent a dollar to Mike Gravel because I want to see him in the debate. If you think that it was absolutely worth the price of admission to have somebody there who is going to be as disruptive as Mike Gravel will be. There was an article about him. He would be by far and away the oldest person ever running for president. And he's already throwing bombs at the Democrats, pointing out their hypocrisy. And of course, he's, I wouldn't give you a cent for his policies, but I think we need to move off to some different subjects that the Democrats don't want to talk about. And this is a guy who is a longtime senator from Alaska. He ran, I think, back in 2008, did a very unconventional campaign for president, very, very unusual. I would love to see him there. And of course, they have this strange little rule about how to get into the debates with the Democrats. You have to have at least 65,000 contributors. And the threshold is $1 from each contributor. So you got a lot of these people like Mayor Peter Buttigieg and Andrew Yang and Mike Gravel who say, if we can get 65,000 people to give us $1, we can get in the debates. So I was like, okay, I'll sign up for Mike Gravel. he would definitely bring a lot of entertainment to the debates that will otherwise be a shameful display of ignorance and racism and identity politics and political correctness and on and on and on. I would love to see Mike Gravel in there, but these other guys, I don't think I really want to see those debates, but I'll have to cover it. And I'll do that for you. I'll do that for my listening audience so you don't have to. But Bernie Sanders is in Iowa and he's saying crazy things like term limits are undemocratic and he wants to have public funding of elections. Why? Because it's how you change incumbents, right? Wrong. Wrong. He says you got term limits right now. That is, you just throw out the people you don't like. Well, it doesn't work. I don't like Bernie. I can't throw him out. So that's the problem with democracy, is that even when the guy that you voted for wins, you don't always get what you want. But a lot of times you get, you know, things that you don't vote for. Most of the time you get things that you don't vote for. When I go to the shopping center, when I go to the grocery store, I get everything that I vote for. I get to choose everything there, and I get exactly what I choose, but not in politics. It's kind of like, quote Forrest Gump, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, even when your box of chocolates wins. So I'm not real big on democracy. I like republics. I like a Bill of Rights, but I wouldn't give you 2 cents for democracy. And if you think that you can get the people that you don't like out of there, well, that just doesn't work. As long as you've got gerrymandering, that doesn't work. As long as you've got other ways that they can rig the system. Don't tell me that if you've got public funding of elections, that everybody's going to have equal access. Can you seriously say that? Not if you've ever been involved with a third party or independent candidate. You know that's not true. You know they have 15 different ways to Sunday to keep you out of the debates, even after you jump through the extra hoops to get on the ballot. So they have extra different qualifications for you than they do for their friends. And then even if you jump through all those hoops, you're not going to get in the debates. And they will use private organizations like the media companies to determine who's going to be in the debate so they don't have to be accused of violating the First Amendment. They have a lot of different ways to skin that cat. We've seen that happen over and over again. And I can tell you that the people who get in the debates now are going to be the people who get the public funding of the election later, if we have that enacted. But I can also tell you, from seeing what happened in North Carolina, and I've said this before, when Barack Obama carried North Carolina in 2008, by 2010, people were so disgusted with his policies that they voted Republican on everything. Everything. But you know the one thing that didn't change? The Democrats kept control of the congressional delegation because the districting did not change. And then because the Republicans were in charge of the allocation, you know, once they got control of the House, they were able to redraw the district lines. And for the first time, Republicans got a chance to win. That's why you're hearing for the first time Democrats complaining about gerrymandering. It's been there since the beginning of the Republic, but they never complained about it when it went to their advantage, when it was no longer in their advantage because they weren't winning the other elections. They had a problem with it. And so now you got Bernie also saying, besides having public funding of elections and I don't want no term limits, and one of the ways that he makes sure he doesn't get term limited is to make sure that he lets felons have a right to vote, even from behind bars, he says. And of course, Elizabeth Warren wants to have that happen as well. So in Iowa, Bernie says, you're paying the price. You committed a crime. You're in jail. That's bad. But you're still living in America. You got a right to vote. I believe that. Yes, I do. And so does Elizabeth Warren. She said, while they're incarcerated, I think that's something we can have a conversation about. She wants to have a conversation about all kinds of things. Letting criminals in prison vote. Letting people have reparations. She wants to have a conversation about it. She doesn't have any idea how those reparations are going to work, but, you know, she thinks that's a good idea. And it might be because we've had research papers, as Zero Hedge points out, a 2013 paper from the University of Pennsylvania and Stanford noted that ex-felons who are registered overwhelmingly register as Democrats in New York. They said of those who discharge, of the discharge records that match to at least one voter, file, they record a 61.5% match to Democrat voters. Only 9% matched to Republican voters. So they will support anything that is in their partisan interest. That's why when you look at the other thing that Bernie Sanders said on the Iowa trail, summarized on Red State with this headline, it looks like something straight out of the Babylon Bee or the Onion, but it's, this is accurate. Elderly communist is worried about authoritarianism. So he calls for a new global order. That's exactly what he said. He said there's a global struggle taking place of enormous consequence. Yeah, he's right about that. He's right about that. It is a global struggle for your free speech, for your right to govern yourself. But here's how he couches it. Right-wing authoritarians, backed by a network of multi-billionaire oligarchs, are forming a common front. We who believe in democracy must join together to build a progressive global order. There you go. So he wants a world government to fight this vast right-wing conspiracy of authoritarians. The problem is that it's the free speech of the people on the right that is being shut down by this global struggle right now. He just wouldn't know the truth if he saw it. But we understand how this is coming. You know, these people who use the right and left to take away our freedoms, the GOP will come to us and say, give up your liberty. We'll keep you safe and secure, right? The Democrats say, give up your liberty and we'll give you free stuff. Yeah. And each party, you have some that are worse than others. And probably Bernie is the worst of the Democrat Party. As I tweeted out over the weekend, the only thing older than Bernie are his ideas, his communist ideas. We'll be right back with Craig Sawyer. Stay with us.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Craig Sawyer, no stranger to our audience or the audience of InfoWars. Craig is, of course, a Marine veteran, a former Navy SEAL, sniper, combat instructor. For years, he has operated TacticalInsider.com. And they are technical consultants to Hollywood in terms of weapons and combat tactics. He's also served as on teams that provided high security to politicians and dignitaries. But we got him on InfoWars and got him involved with us when he started working to protect children who've been kidnapped and part of child trafficking. Vets4ChildRescue.org is his site, and that is the number 4. So it's Vets, the number 4, ChildRescue.org. You can find him on Twitter at Craig R. Sawyer. He's got some pictures that he sent to us showing really the consequences and the threat of open, uncontrolled borders. I want Craig to walk through these pictures that he got of people coming across his property. Tell us who these people are and kind of walk us through these pictures. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on, Dave. It's a pleasure, as always.
Yes, and you've got some pictures that you took. These are pictures that were taken with some concealed cameras of people crossing your property. Is that correct?
That's correct. These are my family's trail cams, and they use them for primarily catching mountain lions, and they inevitably catch a lot of illegal activity on them as well. And a lot of what you'll see in these pictures, I'll just talk to you individually.
Let's show some of these pictures and have you describe these for audience, because we got a lot of people who are listening just with podcasts or listening on the radio. So kind of describe what we're seeing here, as well as the people who are watching the broadcast can see the pictures, but describe it for the people who don't have video.
Yeah, man. Well, these guys that you're seeing now are drug runners, and they work for the Mexican cartels. And if you see the burlap covered square backpack, that's all dope of one type or another. So one type of narcotic or marijuana or whatever they're hauling. So these guys come across the border in areas where there's just a small fence, you know, small barbed wire fence of several strands, and they come in by the thousands. And these are pictures right on my family's land of illegals trafficking their dope. You see the black water jugs. They have a big system on there on the Mexican side where they outfit them with these black water jugs because they're harder to see from the air. So they feel like they're better camouflaged carrying black water jugs for their drinking water than anything else. So you'll find the deserts littered with these black water jugs whenever they lay up under a set of trees, typically before they get into vehicles. And to get out to I-10 to come out to all the different cities and towns across the U.S. And that's their first stops. They'll like abandon a lot of these water jugs and backpacks and so forth that they don't need.
So these are massive backpacks that each of these guys have. And it's a very long line of guys that are coming, all of them heavily laden, trafficking this stuff in. And this is something that a lot of people who are on the border have talked about this. So we've had reporters go down the border, talk to farmers and ranchers who are down there. It's a very dangerous situation when these drug cartels are coming across your property, because if you happen to stumble across them, they are going to come after you in many cases.
Yeah, well, there used to be families coming from Central and South America that genuinely just wanted to come here and migrate. Although illegally, they were here primarily to find a better life and to work. And what you'll see now is primarily drug runners. They're not here for your food and water and a rest stop along the way near the border. They're carrying AK-47s. They're carrying very expensive dope loads, and they want your cell phone to make their connection to move their product. And so times have changed. You know, our family doesn't let their kids run loose in the mountains down there anymore and hunt all day and come home, you know, only in time for dinner or sometimes too late for dinner. I mean, those days are gone, leaving the trucks unlocked and trusting your neighbors and all that. It's, you know, the cartel are buying up a lot of the ranch land properties along the border to help with their giant multi-billion-dollar industry. So, and,
If you're out there hunting and you take a shot, you might, they might think that you're shooting at them. And, all of a sudden you got a lot of, AK-47s turned your way and, shooting back at you, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the real violence and the gunfire are between the RIP crews and the drug runners that you've just been looking at. A RIP crew is a drug running group on the United States side that ambushes the drug runners that come in from international locations across the southern border, shoot them up, usually full automatic AK or AR-15 fire, and take their dope and sell it for themselves. So there are a lot of those firefights that happen on a regular basis down by the southern border, and it's never covered on the news, not even the local news. So it's an international incident, and it's a national story, but the news won't cover it even on the local level. So it's concerning. I think we as American citizens have to realize we're not being given the information that we need to know that directly pertains to us. Imagine, David, going down, there's some state parkland along the border. Imagine taking your family down there for a picnic. Yeah. You're not expecting or informed that you may very well be in the middle of a big firefight between cartel drug runners and a RIP crew on this side of the border. It's These are just things that we need to own up to and inform our people on. But again, a lot of the law enforcement or the politicians don't want the statistics to look bad. So they don't announce the problem because they think that that harms their statistics and they want it to appear safe rather than actually making it safe. So that's one of the dynamics and the problems that we're facing, the challenges, if you will, in combating child trafficking. It's such an ugly crime that local politicians, chiefs of police, DAs, sheriffs, mayors, don't want the stats to look bad. So they don't want to run operations against the child traffickers and child predators because they say, well, it'll cause anxiety with our audience. Well, my gosh, I think having their children raped and tortured and kidnapped, never to see them again, I think that's pretty anxiety causing myself. I think the problem's there. We need to have courage enough to face it and clean it up. It's not enough to just pretend like and hide the stats and cook the books. We've got to really roll up our sleeves and go after these people and clean it up. So,
well, what you're showing here in these pictures are people who are trafficking in drugs. But as you're pointing out, you know, it's also human trafficking that is happening. And it's also the kids. And now, in terms of what we have done, in terms of what the Democrats have done, in terms of what various activist judges have done, they've actually, I think, incentivized the use of children as kind of a legal shield for these people to come through. There's even talk about how they recycle the kids back over the border. They keep seeing the same kids coming back in over and over again. Because they have no identity papers and there's no way to check these people and there's not sufficient facilities to hold them to even do a DNA test. They've got to just release the people that come across with kids. Because of that and because of the demands of Democrats, saying, well, you're separating kids from their family. We don't even know that they're their family.
Yeah. Well, because we're divided on this side, we've got so many people playing games with our national security, Dave, and attacking our president, undermining him, and thereby undermining we, the people, that our enemies and the criminal invaders that are bringing their poison and the sex slaves and everything else here across the border are able to exploit the holes in our system. We've got a lot of bureaucratic holes in our system. Our border's quite porous for multiple reasons, mainly political corruption. If we had the political will to control our border and understand who comes here, whether or not they're diseased, what agenda they've got, and ensure that they're coming here in the right manner and waiting their turn in line behind good people that have put in their packages prior, if we would run it properly, we'd seal up a lot of these loopholes. But
I think people in America don't realize just how literal the war on drugs is in Mexico. It is a massive shooting war that's down there. And we've had MS-13 make its way all the way up into Long Island. People trying to escape that violence in El Salvador find these guys, if we don't have any controlled borders, the same people they're running from in their country, kill their kids in Long Island. We'll be right back with Craig Sawyer. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com. Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Craig Sawyer, and of course, he is a very experienced Navy SEAL. And he is running an organization to help the victims of child trafficking. And when we're looking at what's going on the border, it's not just drug trafficking. And understand that there is a very, very violent war going on just across the border. I mean, we just had 11 police officers and one Mexican jurisdiction captured, outgunned by the drug cartels there, held for several hours. The number of people that are killed in that war, if you go even with the lower official numbers, is more than anywhere else on earth except for Syria. And in Syria, you got aerial bombing campaigns and so forth. I mean, this is hand-to-hand combat that's happening right across the border. And it is that same kind of violence is going to be coming across the border as the drug cartels come across unrestricted. Because a lot of this violence, of course, is happening in the Mexican cities of Acapulco and others, is gang-on-gang violence. And, of course, that's going to be coming across the border as these cartels are fighting for territory in America. So we got more from Craig Sawyer coming up. We're going to take a look at some of these rip crews that he got pictures of. These are the people who are taking care of the rival traffickers and so forth. Again, you can follow Craig on Twitter at Craig R. Sawyer. Before we go back to Craig, just real quickly, I want to remind you about the sales that we have continued that began about 10 days ago, our 50-hour broadcast to support the First Amendment, to support your free speech as well as the free press. And that is InfoWars. We were the first ones to be taken down in this expanding net of censorship that is being built globally. But we have 50% or more off of all InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping, plus double Patriot points. Some of the items are 55% off. Some of them are 60% off. BrainForce Plus, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, 60% off. That is a huge dollar savings. That's a very expensive product to produce. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammation aid. That is 60% off. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Exercise your freedom of choice to take the medicine that you believe is right for you, or to supplements or whatever, and support free speech and a free press at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Craig, you've got some more pictures of some of these rip crews. Let's talk about those and have the crew put those up.
Well, David, a rip crew is a group of usually Americans, but there are people on the American side who ambush the cartel drug runners for their dope loads. And there was there's one there. You'll see he's got the snake gaiters on his lower legs there. There's a lot of rattlesnakes down in this area. And, you know, they're heavily armed. And they ambush the foreign invaders, and they kill everybody. And they take their dope loads and they go sell it for themselves. And the rip crews, the people that are doing this are notorious for not having any regard for human life. They don't seem to care who they kill. They just kill everybody, and they're just thieves and drug runners. So I just think it's important for the American people to know. Why wouldn't that be covered on the local news? We were filming a special that never aired about 6 years ago for a major cable network that wanted what's going on the southern border to be known way back then. And they were so excited to have this special shot, and it was a big production company. And we went and did our first like 2 weeks of investigative work down here and submitted the pilot episode to them, and the network seized up, ran a security assessment on airing the series, and they never aired it. So there was a big ambush while we were down there. In a huge wash across a ranch that a friend of mine ran in southern Arizona. And a bunch of people killed, and two American ranchers were shot. One was gut shot in intensive care. Another one was killed outright. And the only thing they said on the news, and I turned on the news just out of morbid curiosity to see what they would tell the American people. And they just said, oh, two ranchers, you know, were shot last night in so-and-so county. And they just kind of moved on. They didn't say anything about criminal invaders with full automatic, you know, AK-47 fire and big dope loads and cartel activity and rip crews. They didn't tell the people any of that. So
this is why they want to control social media. And this is why they want to control independent media, because they know that establishment media is going to not cover the stories that are going to make their agenda look bad. Their agenda is to open the borders, and they don't want you to know the negative consequences of that. They don't want you to think about the rampant crime that is happening just south of the border that is now coming across the border.
We need to be alerted to it, David, because if you love somebody, you want them empowered, and knowledge is power. So beware of anybody that's lying to you, deceiving you, and keeping the truth from you. So why are not our mainstream news media outlets not informing we the people of the facts that affect our lives, that affect our security and safety and our families' safety and security and the future of our country? Why are they not informing us of that? And think we need to beware and realize that it's hostile. That level of deceit is absolutely hostile. We should be informed on these things. So,
you know, Craig, it wasn't even a month ago that we had the mainstream media on the left was mocking President Trump because he said there was an emergency at the border. And now you've got even Jay Johnson, the previous Homeland Security Director for Obama, said, yeah, it's a crisis that's there. Yeah, we all knew that. Now they're admitting it, but they still won't do anything about it. What do you think about that? I mean, you've been in the military. You know that nobody has ever complained about us since 9/11. Nobody has ever complained about us sending troops to a foreign country to protect that country or to protect that border. And yet here in America, we can't protect the American people from the literal war that is happening just south of the border over drugs.
Well, they would have us believe that there was no problem. And again, that's back to the hostility. That's a lie. And we just caught our mainstream news media and one entire political party after 3 years of outright lies that they knew were lies, that they were trying to force down our throats. They were trying to silence all the the other avenues of information that would circumvent their mainstream control. They wanted us to believe that our president was somehow a horrible person, was against our best interest, and we had to get rid of him, and so that they could put their socialist puppet in there, which would have led to tyranny and disaster for us. We would have lost all freedoms and liberties and be entirely at the mercy of a totalitarian tyrant. And I think we've got to realize just how precariously perched we are on the edge of the cliff between freedom and tyranny, and wake up and realize we're going to have to fight for this. One political party is fighting like all holy hell to get their way. They are silencing the truth, and they are paying people. They are scheming, and they've got every which manner of program and campaign to get falsehood out to the American public so that we believe their falsehood, so that they get control. I think we need to realize that this is a war. It's an information war. I think when Alex...
It's been an information war, and they've been able to strike people from what the reality is of the border and the consequences of this by this false Russiagate narrative. What do you make, though, about the fact that we now got people like Jay Johnson saying it's a crisis? Do you think that they believe that they can now admit that it's a crisis because they're going to have federal judges at every juncture that are going to veto whatever President Trump wants to do? I mean, that's what's really happening now. We've got judges everywhere saying, no, as a president, you can't protect the border, even though we've gone to war with these foreign countries, these five Muslim countries. We're going to call it a Muslim ban. We're going to say it's racist, and we're going to say that you can't restrict people coming in from these countries in addition to North Korea or whatever. We're going to call that a Muslim ban, even though North Korea was part of that, and we're going to block you from doing that. Do you think that they've got us, that they believe they checkmated us with the judicial system?
They may have to some degree, but it can be undone. We the people run this country. We're supposed to run it. If only we will. If only we will just stand up, lock arms, and say no more, we can absolutely turn it around. And I want people to have the hope and realize we are empowered to that degree. Yes, it looks bad if we just wash our hands of it and go about our comfy, cushy lives. They will roll it, run it. They will destroy it, and they will control what happens. But I think eventually they're going to have to acknowledge the reality, because they're losing, the one side is losing credibility so rapidly as they get caught and exposed in their lies. They are eventually going to have to own it and go, yeah, well, they're, you know, this is the biggest surge and spike across our southern border probably ever. And it's ridiculous. And it is a national security problem. We don't know if they're carrying backpack nukes. We don't know if they're going to, Los Angeles, New York City, or San Francisco. Look, people in San Francisco think that they're so sheltered, no one's ever going to come there to do them harm. So they vote for open borders. Let's just be nice and let anybody come. Well, that's a childish and naive outlook. I appreciate being nice, man. We are nice to people, but we're not so foolish to just let down our border and not pay attention if Al-Qaeda and ISIS are bringing backpack nukes for China and cranking.
Well, it's a political move for power as well for them. Yeah, it's a political move for power as well, because they can count these people in the census. They can get more representation in Congress, more representation in the Electoral College. I mean, they're playing the political angle of this, and the narrative that they're putting out there is every bit as false as Russia. Craig Sawyer, Veterans for ChildRescue.org. Thank you,
Frank.
Craig
in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. the fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil's is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.